Hello and welcome to Bird's Eye View, a podcast on Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. This podcast is intended for our followers on Twitter, Facebook, and our subscribers on iTunes, as this podcast will not be posted on the top of the homepage on Cheesehead TV. What we wanted to do today, what I wanted to do, is just go through my prediction for the game, what I see happening in each phase of the game. On special teams, the Bears are obviously the better team. They have the edge on special teams. I see them being in position, getting good enough field position for at least one score today through their special teams' return ability. They may not go for a score like Devin Hester did in the first regular season meeting this season, but I see him having a long enough return, or in the kickoff return game with Daniel Manning or Johnny Knox or whoever happens to be back there for the Bears. So at some point throughout the course of the game, I could easily see them setting up at least one score, one touchdown, through their special teams. When the Packers have the ball, they're going to have moderate success. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be denied a touchdown or two or three this game. However, I easily do not see a repeat of the 48-point output of last weekend against the Atlanta Falcons. I can see Julius Peppers easily getting a sack or two, and linebackers Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs being their usual very good selves, as they are most of the time. So I see the Packers offense coming away with a couple touchdowns, but not a lot. When the Bears have the ball, here's where I see the difference in the game. The Bears' offense is their weakness. Their offensive line is their weakness. And I think the Packers' defense will come up with the dagger, as Wayne Larrivee likes to say. Whether it's a Tremont Williams interception, a Charles Woodson forced fumble, a Clay Matthews sack, or like we saw in Week 1 against the Philadelphia Eagles, if you can remember back that far. You know, it might not even be so much an impact play as a sack or an interception, but if you remember when Clay Matthews stuffed Michael Vick on 4th-and-1 with the Eagles driving near the end of the game, something like that could be the decisive moment in the game. Whoever it comes from, I don't know, but the dagger, I predict, will come from the Packers' defense, and they will go on to win a low-scoring game. My prediction, 17-14 Packers. With that, Packer fans, enjoy the NFC Championship game, the game for the right to go on to the Super Bowl. It's been a fun season this year, and this is what it's all about. Enjoy, go Pack, go. Thanks for listening.